Blog Talk Radio.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Visionary Hotspot. Talk radio with the consciousness of women, for women, by women. A radio show bridging the gap among women desiring their purpose with the world's greatest minds, achievers, and believers of women's progress. The Visionary Hotspot Talk Radio, creating conversations that matter, inspiring, encouraging, enlightening, and empowering women to live life as our greatest self. I am you, you are me, and we are visionary women. Join us at thevisionarywoman.com, a media network of women, for women, by women. Watch our hosts of insightful visionary extended interviews. Listen to the Visionary Hotspot Talk Radio to empower your evenings and read fascinating articles, perseverance, and inspiration, all in mind. Visit thevisionarywoman.com and follow us on our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
doesn't seem to be working. It keeps disconnecting me, says welcome, disconnects me.
Yes, everyone, and we are back here at Visionary Hotspot Talk Radio. We had a short intermission, but I'm glad to be back with you because, again, we are having this conversation with the amazing Lynn Shaw, and we're going to have the talk about human trafficking is slavery. There is no definition against that. Lynn, can you hear us?
Charmaine, I hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, dear, and I'm so glad we had a short little snafu, but we got it together, and that's what
women
that's
get the job
all
done.
Important. So, yes, listen, we're here, and we're going to have the conversation, Lynn, because, again, as I shared with my audience, it's very important for us not to see human trafficking as anything else outside of modern-day slavery. Lynn, tell us why that is so important to you to have this conversation.
Well, first, I must say that I want to commend you and for all you are doing, Charmaine. You are doing a wonderful job in spreading awareness, raising awareness. I love all of your social media. I've been going through everything, getting up to speed on all. You are really doing God's work. I truly mean that. And I am honored to be on your show, and I thank you very much. How much time do we have? Because you and me could go on for hours, days, months between what's going on with human trafficking. It all ties into domestic violence. It is something that is not getting any better. It is getting worse. Even though we have more awareness now, it is ongoing. We have to band together and figure out a way to make more than a dent. There is so much going on with this subject matter, but it doesn't seem to be getting any better. So I'd like to tell you just how I've become so passionate about this whole issue of trafficking and domestic violence, if that's okay with you.
Oh, absolutely. And listen, this is what we're going to do because, again, like you mentioned, this is a conversation that we need to have, and we're not going to rush this on the Visionary Hotspot Talk Radio. This is a show that I own. Nobody runs this. So in saying that, what we will do, we will have this conversation today, and let's say in another upcoming weeks when you have some time, we'll carve it out and we'll do part two. How about that?
Yeah, I'd love to do it. Just stop me whenever you need to stop me from talking because there's so much to say, and there's never enough time for any of this. But let me just jump right in. I do strategy consulting, PR, for a variety of entertainment clients and authors. And an author came to me, and her book was written. She changed. She would not use her name, so she used a pseudonym because she herself was a victim of domestic violence and was too afraid to use. And I tried to get her to use her own name, thinking we'd spread more awareness, we'd gain more traction, the whole thing. But I had to honor what she wanted to do, and that was to use a pseudonym and just get out there and talk about domestic violence. So that's how I jumped off fairly recently into this whole vacuum. I got sucked up, Charmaine, because in doing my research and in doing the social media and reaching out to contacts and organizations, it all is a full circle. I think of it as a wheel with all these spokes, and human trafficking is right there with it. It all goes hand in hand. So I worked with this author. We did many interviews about domestic violence. I've done so much reading about human trafficking. And, you know, unfortunately, the bottom line is when there's a buck to be made regarding trafficking, that's what it's all about. People are making money. So how do we – what do we do to stop this? What do we do to gain this more traction? I don't know. The only thing I know in all of this is Everybody needs to talk about it. Everybody can do something. You can do something anonymously. You can mentor. You can volunteer. You can send $5. Everybody has a responsibility to do something. And I don't understand, and I will say to you and your audience, I have many contacts in the entertainment industry and in media. And I have to tell you, when I brought up that I was doing something with an author, everybody was like, oh, great, hey, call me, you know, when you're doing it, we'll do something on TV, we'll do this radio hit, blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you something, Charmaine. And these are, a lot of these are big names. I will not name anybody, but when push came to shove and I was ready and I had my author and let's talk about domestic violence and talk about trafficking, what do you think most people did? They ran away from it. It's not entertaining
enough.
Of course.
And you, but, Lynn, but you know what's so fascinating that you said that, because I'm going to tell you who I recently interviewed about this very subject, and I aired both of you guys' interview on the same week, this week, Mary Mazzio. Mary Mazzio, former Olympian, Mary Mazzio, and she is a huge advocate for human trafficking, especially when it's being promoted on Backpage. That is an interview that I would tell everyone to go to thevisionarywoman.com/videos, and when you look there at that interview, she goes into such details that you hit it on the head, Lynn, when you said that when it came time to have the conversation, people backed up and backed out. You know why? Because that's those women, you see. It doesn't apply to them. They don't see themselves in that scenario. Well, here's one of the things that I do think that we as a society, we hold responsibility for. When you see something that seems peculiar, say something. Even if you can't explain it, right? So even if in logical mind you cannot say, okay, I've seen this person do that, if that child looks terrified, if that woman looks terrified, if that young boy looks terrified, say something. Because that's your intuition on the inside saying, something ain't right. Something's not right. I have four children. And when they walk down the street with me, they don't look scared because they know me. They know who I am. They know what I expect. They also know how to behave. So when we think in terms of when do we, what responsibilities do we have, some things in my mind, Lynn, are just simply common sense. What do you think?
I think that you're a very smart woman. And I think that in our guts, we know when something is not right or we sense something. The problem is, and this is the hurdle we have to address and get over, is how to get many more people involved, because people are afraid to get involved. They don't want to get involved. Also, getting back to what I was saying as far as people not in the media not wanting to cover
mm-hmm.
it. Don't yes me to mm-hmm. my face, and then when I come, because you told me to, and then say,
mm-hmm.
you know what, I changed my mind, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
give me your producer who contacts me and says, you know what, not entertaining enough, not, well, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, and I am becoming so really passionate about this, if you have a media platform, you need to do almost a PSA, okay? And anybody who
mm-hmm.
has that platform needs to devote some of their time to these issues. And, again, it can be, it doesn't have to be, it could be the smallest thing makes a difference. And I don't get, I have spoken to women politicians, you wouldn't believe it, Charmaine, who give me the runaround. People we know, people that, oh, of course, Lynn, when you have
mm-hmm.
something come to me, yeah, okay, you have time to go march in a parade, but you're going to not take my meeting on domestic violence when you promised me that meeting. See, I'll dog you. If you from the get-go tell me no, okay, that's your, you know, I'll swing back around a few months later. But if you tell me absolutely, call my office, email my assistant, let's do this, and then you don't do it, I will go after you until you give me that spotlight to spread this awareness. And also, and I'm here in New York City. Where are you?
Now, I'm from New York City, but I live in Nashville area. And that's
right. Okay. So you know about New York, but amazing.
Yes.
As I've been speaking to different women, I'm an advocate for National Network to End Domestic Violence. They're based out of Washington. And they have some advocates here in New York City. So as I've gotten to know them and we share information and resources, I will say to you, for domestic violence and human trafficking, it's one-stop shopping, nnedv.org. You can go there. You can get information. There's also womenslaw.org, which will provide legal services or legal advice or just a conversation for free if you contact them, these are wonderful resources. There's also the National Human Trafficking Hotline. And I'm going to put all this stuff up later on my social media, and I know you will because you're like the queen of social media. But I want to know, Charmaine, you are so passionate about this. I am so passionate. We are smart women. What does it take to get more women on board, to get more women to talk about it? Because the victims and the survivors, we have to think in terms of they're scared, and it becomes like it's like a mental illness. It's like Stockholm syndrome. They don't have the wherewithal to even pick up a phone and call numbers or go on websites. There's the whole issue with tech safety now. I've been involved with the stalking online, or the husband or boyfriend can track somebody. You know, you use the home computer. They can see. I go on many sites, and the first thing that pops up when I'm doing research, if you think somebody's watching or monitoring, sign off of the site right away. So there's so many issues here that we need to get going on and get out in the open. And here's what I was thinking about last night in anticipating our conversation. Mm-hmm. How do we do this? Well, we have to live in a celebrity society. That's what's getting traction these days. You can do the greatest work on earth, but what gets the most hits? If you put a picture up on Facebook where you're standing with a celebrity, that's what gets the hits. Not all this research and hotline numbers I'm putting. And it amazes me that people respond to the visuals of a picture of a celebrity or something. Now, getting back to, we all have a media platform. Everybody now is their own media person by virtue of everybody's on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube.
Right.
Or a good part of society. So I'm trying to wrap my mind around that we all need to get involved in this. And the problem, though, is the human trafficking is a moneymaker. And you know, when it comes to a dollar, people are looking the other way. When I hear, then I was reading, I'm totally digressing, the human trafficking, and this is the fastest growing part of, I don't even want to call it a business because it's just so, I don't like to use that word with human trafficking, but the trafficking now for harvesting the organs and kidnapping people, and that's a whole other area, and I'm sure you know a lot about that, but I'm reading these things and I'm like, oh, how do we
do
this?
But you know what, Sue? Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you right now, Brother Dick Gregory, may he rest in peace. Brother Dick Gregory has been talking about this very thing, all over the place. I mean, literally last summer, this is weird because, again, I'm only 33 years old. I had never heard of Brother Dick Gregory. I had never heard of this.
You are such a baby.
I'm
56 and a half, almost 57. I guess I'm 56 and a half. I've heard of Dick Gregory. My husband and I adored, Dick Gregory. My husband actually opened a show for him a couple of years back, so we met him and spent some time with him. And he, fascinating, and there was recently this off-Broadway show, maybe a little over a year ago, and it was the character of Dick Gregory, and this actor did
Tommy
this whole.
Luke.
Yes, yes,
yes, and that's one
riveting,
of the
riveting, riveting.
About, yes, when you mentioned about harvesting the organs, when I first heard of that, even thought the concept, it came from Brother Dick Gregory. Now here's how. When you talked about how can we move forward with the notion to bring more awareness to this, first of all, we have to look at this concept from a younger perspective. When we think in terms of that very perspective and people trying to change the world, we got to understand something, that it's the 1980s children, is very few of us that are really changing the dynamics of the way the world is trajected. These children that were born in the 90s, oh, they're not going to tolerate it. I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of them are gamers, they're techies, and all of these verbs to describe and adjectives to describe how these children are. But I'm going to tell you something. That's the generation that's going to change the planet. If you want to change the way the trajectory of the planet is going, start there. How do we reach those people? It doesn't have to be with celebrities. It does not. Get a message, create a format, and stay consistent. Meaning, when I'm on social media, I don't go there to talk to people. I go there to deliver the message. It's up for you to take it. When we're talking about human trafficking, you have to touch the hearts of people, touch the hearts of a person. So you go ahead, if you realize that images is what's capturing people's attention, grab an image, pay for an image, and then put your hashtags on there and apply that to your movement. It has to be a movement. This can't be an organization.
Yes, I'm glad you said that.
Corporations,
a movement. I like that word, a movement. I like that. But the other thing, Charmaine.
Because if we're going to change anything, it has to be a movement. TheVisionaryWoman.com is not a platform. TheVisionaryWoman.com is not simply a media network. It is a movement. It is a movement to bring women of all backgrounds, all nations, all ethnic groups, and get us together and put our issues on the table, a direct issue for women, of women, by women, that has to be healed by women, because it's not women who pay for vaginas. It's men. And usually when we see things, we want to pass the buck off the responsibility for someone else to fix. We got to handle this. That's why I love this conversation, because I have a daughter. And when I look in my daughter's face, I'm terrified of what I'm capable of doing to someone if I ever even considered the idea that she would be harmed in some kind of way. So we have to look at everybody's daughter that way. Everybody's daughter is my daughter. And I am everyone else's daughter. That's how we have to see it. It's a movement. And we got to take it that seriously. And for those of us who are so caught up in our egos, move out the way. We got to have that kind of tunnel vision mindset. I mean, what
do you think? I agree with you 1,000%. And I know there are many more like-minded to us women out there. And I spend, you know, every day reaching out to different women. And the other thing, you know, you mentioned your daughter. We have to also get the children, you know, schooled at a young age in these tough subjects so they know what human trafficking
yes.
is. We have to start young. The women my age are pretty much, and I know, don't get me wrong, I know some fantastic women, you know, but I also know that we're all busy with our lives. We're all busy, you know, trying to make money, take care of our children, and before you know it, a day goes by, a week goes by. So everybody's kind of in their own bubble. So we have to find these women that can see outside of the bubble. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
That can give. So I think a lot of older women, the women I talk to, I'm talking about mentoring younger women, because we need
yes.
those younger women, whether they're young moms or they're just young women in the workforce, to really understand what this is. And then even beyond that, we need to figure out, I mean, I don't know, something in the schools, something, you know, all the red tape with that. But children need to learn the signs, know what it means,
yes.
you know, being given some money and a new dress in exchange for, you know, nobody gives you anything for free. Let's put it that way. There's always,
exactly.
we have to teach. And I was just watching, there's this new HBO series that just started called The Deuce. Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay, it just started Sunday night. I only got around to it mm-hmm. last night to watch the first episode. And it is New York City, 1971, and it's all about 42nd Street, which apparently used to be called the Deuce. That was the nickname for 42nd Street,
mm-hmm.
which you're mm-hmm. young. I remember, you know, coming here in 1979, I never walked on 42nd Street. You just didn't even, to cross to 6th Avenue,
wow.
you wouldn't walk. No, no, I had a route two blocks on, to go to 44th, cut through Schubert Alley. Now it's Disneyfied.
Yeah.
It's all these restaurants. You know, you're a New Yorker. But I'm saying
right.
it was such a throwback to those times, but when I watched the one-hour episode, the first episode last night, it is about these young women who get roped into this prostitution, literally walking the streets. You know, it's a drama.
Wow.
But there's one character in particular, and she's a young, young girl, and she's mistaking all of this pimp attention, you know, for love. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
For love. So part and parcel to all of this is this mental health issue, which is a whole nother,
yes.
you know, spoke on the wheel that young women have to understand. And I don't, the majority in human trafficking are women. However, there are men also. There are young men
yes.
that are also trafficked. But the majority, you know, for argument's sake right now, we'll talk about women, are women. We have mm-hmm. to teach them self-awareness at a young age, how to deal with things. These are tough issues. That, again,
yes.
I mean, my parents didn't talk to me about any of these issues. I learned everything on my own. We as parents need to talk to our children. It's not this icky thing. I actually had a woman say to me, oh, it's so icky. What kind of word is this? Icky.
Exactly.
Why is our society,
exactly.
what is happening right now? Everything seems to be going wrong, and everything is so heavy, and you know what I'm talking about. Everybody's angry, and everybody's being mean on the streets, and it's just we have to take control. We have to find like-minded
Absolutely.
Individuals who will give time and attention and build this network and really not give up, because, you know, for every 100 that tell me no, there is somebody who tells me yes, you know, so... We
exactly.
have to teach the young people,
exactly.
though, the children, and I'm very concerned about that because they're not being taught, you know, what is domestic violence, what is human trafficing. It's up to us as parents,
exactly.
and women.
And Lynn, let me tell you something. We're going to have to pick this conversation back up because this is not a conversation I want us to neglect. What we need to do is to commit to another episode, and in the background, we'll discuss the dates and times, et cetera. We don't have to formulate that here. But
absolutely.
We definitely need to come back on and finalize another date and time to have these conversations because, again, when we think in terms of human trafficking, we think in terms of domestic violence, that is something, those are issues that directly affect women, and therefore it has to be healed by women.
Yes.
Lynn, when my audience wants to connect with you, they want to join our forces. They want to join our movement to address these concerns. How do we reach you?
Well, I think the best way for me is my Twitter handle. I put out a lot of content every day, and that is at Lynn Shaw Prod, P-R-O-D, like productions, at Lynn Shaw Prod. I'm Lynn Shaw on Facebook, Lynn Shaw Prod. You can find me there. I'm going to now put up material relating to our conversation so people have some takeaway and some resources. I would be thrilled to do more with you, Charmaine, so we can really work on this together and build
Absolutely.
More upon this. You know, we have to dig deeper, and we need time to do that. So I am committed,
Absolutely.
And I will talk to you about that.
Listen, we got this. And listen, I'm not have your people call my people type of people. I'm actually one of the few
You're talking
people
to my
who
people.
Actually mean
Me.
What they say and say what they mean. Yeah. So yeah. when I say literally we're going to pick up this conversation as soon as we finish this particular program, and we're going to discuss and air and promote when you're coming back, because this conversation, we literally just touched the surface. We haven't gotten to the meat and potatoes. Everybody, listen, thank you so much for joining me today, Charmaine Caraway at the Visionary Hotspot Talk Radio. Remember, you can always reach me, Charmaine Caraway at thevisionarywoman.com. We're on Facebook. We're on iHeartRadio, everyone, 1.1 million listeners every week, okay?
Thank you, Charmaine.
On Venus, we are on Mars, everyone. Listen, we got this. Lynn, thank you so much for joining me. And I
thank
can't
you,
wait for you to come back. We'll talk with you guys soon. Later.
Bye-bye.
Join us at thevisionarywoman.com, a media network of women for women by women. Watch our hosts of insightful visionary extended interviews. Listen to the Visionary Hotspot Talk Radio to empower your evenings and read fascinating articles, perseverance, and inspiration, all in mind. Visit thevisionarywoman.com and follow us on our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.